Schnuck Markets announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 Group, based in St. Louis, now has 164 stores. That total includes the Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains, according to Schnuck. The 1939 Group will have more than 19,000 employees. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners with the same employees supporting the same community efforts. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6 ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs in the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely. Cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50. Currently 46 degrees.
Or treats and trick-or-treats and fall festivals going on. Check it out on the community calendar link at WGBW. One of those trunk-or-treats starting at 4 o'clock from 4 until 6 at the Caldwell Banker Real Estate Group over there on Ontario on the east side of Green Bay.
In the summertime when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women
you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
WGBW. Great music without any pumpkin spice. 97.9 FM.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand.
Hey-ya.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Hey-ya.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Hey-ya.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed,
stop.
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. My knees striking again.
Just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by
thank you.
chapel in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop without lightning and striking again. Lightning is striking again and again and again and again. Lightning.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM.
Son of a gun.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. You're so vain. It's Carly Simon. Interesting fun fact about Carly Simon. All of her husbands were named James. There was James Hart. There was also before that James Taylor. And I'm trying to think back. I shouldn't admit this number, but of all the boyfriends, and there were unfortunately many, and all the fiancés, and again, unfortunately many, I don't know that any of them shared the same name. That probably would have been a red flag. Not fair at all, because you can't help what your name is. But then I married my husband, Alex, and never had dated an Alex before. So it worked out, you know?
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Sunday mornings are more interesting than ever. 97.9 WGBW features Mayor Jim Schmidt hosting Lean Local at 7 a.m. discussing Green Bay issues. At 8, it's New Wisco Weekend, a fast-paced collection of stories from and about Northeast Wisconsin, hosted by Lisa Hale, followed by the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show at 9, an hour discussion about health, family, community, and more. Then join Kristen Ambos at 10 for Always On Point, a unique look at the real estate market. At 11, it's on to another Segway Sunday on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I used to play around with hearts, pacing at my call. But when I met that little girl, that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, Next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool,
keep you in the know with local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW with another local news update coming up.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
La 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 la.
she blonde hair and blue, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at them.
Inside, outside, USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and Trinidad.
Inside, outside, USA.
Australia's Caribbean.
Inside, outside, USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside, USA.
And down Bohemian Way.
Inside, outside,
everybody's got serving USA. We'll all be planning out a route. We're gonna take real soon.
And Anchor Bees and Swan. Inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisade.
Inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and Sun.
Inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach in LA.
Inside, outside, USA.
All over the Hawaii.
Inside, outside, USA.
At Waimea Bay.
Inside, outside,
everybody's got surfing
USA.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some Green Bay East high school students walked out in protest after the head football coach and manager of student engagement was placed on administrative leave. Coleman Nico Sela has been a regular employee of the Green Bay Area School District since 2018. District officials say they can't comment on the situation because it's a personnel matter. A petition on change.org calling for Sela's reinstatement states that, quote, recent circumstances have led to his removal, causing distress not only for Nico, but for the children and families who have looked up to him and trusted him to lead their youth toward success. More than 1,000 people had signed the petition as of Monday morning. The Green Bay School Board held a special meeting last night to discuss the next steps in the search for a new superintendent. The board went over their timeline for the process. Applications for the superintendent position will be accepted starting in December. After applications close in January, the board will interview candidates in late February and March of 2026, with contract negotiations set for April. Wisconsin has a new millionaire, and someone in Green Bay just got a lot richer, too. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a $1 million lottery ticket was sold in Wautoma for the October 18th drawing. Someone who bought a super cash ticket in Green Bay also won big with a $350,000 prize. You likely know if you're the winner by now, but just in case you haven't checked, that super cash ticket was sold at the Quick Trip on Humboldt Road. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. More clouds and some showers for your Tuesday afternoon. West winds to 25, highs in the lower 50s. In the overnight, showers still likely, cloudy and breezy with lows in the lower 40s. A few showers Wednesday near 50, currently 46 degrees.
They do it.
they do. They smile in your face
all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers.
And timeless hits from Dan Marcus in the morning starting at 6. Listen all day long to 97.9 WGBW.
smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart.
Hits. Miss James Taylor at 97.9 at WGBW, married to Carly Simon from 1972 to 1983, and then they split up. She then married another James, James Hart, from 87 to 2007. So, yeah, again, I don't know if it was just a, like, she just loved a man named James. It would be easier, now that I had more time to think about it, if you did stick to the same name. You'd never have to accidentally call your current husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it was, by an ex's name, because everybody would have the same name. Maybe she was on to something.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
97.9 FM.
With Pete Schwabba on Night Lights. He has a comedian, Jimmy Pardo, going to join the show at about 6:35. Night Light with Pete Schwabba every weeknight starting at 6 right here on WGBW.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
I'm not alone.
Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, they love me.
Visiting Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
Sand. How many times must the cat
My friend is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Full of fear, full of laughter.
Colorado big winners last night in Monday Night Football. It's local news, timeless hits, 97.9 at WGBW. There was a doubleheader. My Baker Mayfield did not do well. What are you going to do? Let's look towards this coming weekend with the Packers and Mike Clemens. Coming up next in sports.
I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel discussing the ceasefire in Gaza that Israel and Hamas have agreed upon. Vance visiting a civilian military cooperation center that the U.S. says is crucial to keeping the peace plan on track. The vice president says of the ceasefire,
it's not the end. It is, in fact, exactly how this is going to have to happen when you have people who hate each other, who have been fighting against each other for a very long time. We are doing very well. We are in a very good place. We're going to have to keep working on it.
Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery now says it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Tropical storm Melissa now forming in the Caribbean. Forecasters warning of heavy rain, strong winds, and flooding in Haiti and Jamaica. Republican Senate leaders headed to the White House today for a lunch with President Trump. No word on the agenda, but we are now in week four of the federal government shutdown. This is ABC News. The president of the Louvre will appear before a French Senate committee discussing how museum staff missed the planned theft on jewels from the French monarchy. Those responsible have not been caught, and authorities are worried if they aren't captured soon, the jewels could be gone forever.
Experts say the chance of finding the loot in its original form diminishes by the hour, fearing the jewelry could be melted down and sold on the black market. This as growing concerns surround the security at the largest art museum in the world, where over 8 million people visited last year. ABC News obtaining an unreleased report filed before the robbery by France's Supreme Auditing Institution, finding the Louvre has a significant delay in deployment of equipment intended to ensure the protection of works.
ABC's James Longman at the Louvre in Paris. Weight Watchers looking to bulk up its business with a new Amazon deal. They are partnering with ways to deliver weight loss drugs, especially focused on underserved rural areas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGB.